March the 25th meeting of the Architecture Committee, the Vera Crae Commission. The Deputy Director, please call the roll to establish quorum.
I'm so sorry. Cynthia Stewart.
I'm here.
Rick Fifield.
I'm present.
Stephen Bergeron is not.
Side conversations, we're having a little trouble hearing up here. If you want to talk,
guys,
please step outside. Step outside if you want to speak. First item on the agenda is 518 Governor Nichols. Is there an applicant present? There is. Could we have a staff report, please?
Sure. 518 through 20 Governor Nichols is a green-rated building. This is a proposal to install new exterior mechanical equipment in conjunction with ongoing renovation work. For application materials received October 9th, 2023 and March 20th, 2025. Following the conceptual approval of the revised mechanical plan at the March 11th meeting, the staff was contacted by the property owner who expressed some different hopes for the mechanical arrangement. Staff met with the owner on site and discussed some alternatives. The applicant has submitted revised materials reflecting those changes. Some of staff's concerns with previous proposals included installing units within the carriageway itself, mounting units to the rear wall of the main building, and runs to the associated lines for the equipment. This latest proposal attempts to minimize those concerns. At the March 11th meeting, the committee approved a proposal to add a second wall-mounted unit into the first floor stairwell space adjacent to an existing unit. The applicant now proposes adding two units to this space for a total of three. As this area is minimally visible, staff has no objection to the increase from two to three units. At the very rear of this side of the courtyard, two units are proposed for installation. These units would be installed on low racks independent of the building or courtyard wall. Staff finds this aspect of the proposal consistent with guidelines and approvable. On the roof of the service aisle, immediately behind the rear wall of the main building, the applicant now proposes to install one condensing unit. Staff finds this location minimally visible and therefore potentially approvable. No safety features are shown associated with this rooftop unit, and staff will seek confirmation from the mechanical department that a unit could be installed in this location without safety features prior to any permit issuance. If additional safety features or permit access elements are required, those would likely need to return to the Architecture Committee for additional review. Staff recommends conceptual approval of the proposal, provided that the proposal satisfies mechanical code.
Thank you. The applicant would like to state their name and address and relationship to the property, please.
Heather Cooper, AQ Studios, 1100 Twitters.
Do you have a presentation or response to the staff report you'd like to share with us?
We appreciate that Nathan and Ryan took the time to go out there with our client. They had initially directed us to get a permit. So we kind of worked with you guys and found a location, and then ultimately decided they didn't like the location that we all landed on. So here we are, back, trying to find something that works for all parties. The biggest thing in response to Nick's report is that the one unit that's on that L, 518, so this part of the property is actually like 3-in-1, 516 we've already completed.
That's this one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can see that the roof is twice as wide as the 524
yes.
side. Which is why we can fit a unit up there and not need like a fall protection railing. Whereas you'll see when we get to 524, we're not proposing a rooftop unit because you would need a railing. We thought that would be too visually intrusive. So hopefully we're at an approval place.
Thank you. Committee, any questions for the applicant or for the staff about the recommendation or proposal?
No, it seems like equilibrium might have been reached.
Okay, is there any public comment on this proposal? I see no public comment. But I think we have a recommendation for conceptual approval from the staff. I appreciate the difficulty in locating all these units on this limited property. I am interested in the mechanical division's response to the roof-mounted unit. And so I think our motion should reflect that.
Should reflect, I'm sorry.
If any safety mitigation measures, we should look at this. So if there's no other discussion, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you.
Any other discussion? Do we have a motion in the matter of 518 Governor Nichols?
Sure. In the matter of 518 Governor Nichols, I move that we provide conceptual approval of the proposal, provided that the proposal satisfies mechanical code and that any safety mitigation required is made prior to construction. No.
That's great.
That's okay. All right.
As far as I'm concerned, I'll second that motion.
Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay, so you're here for 524 as well. Could we have the staff report, please?
Sure. 524, Governor Nichols is a green-rated building. Jose proposes to install new exterior mechanical equipment in conjunction with online renovation work. Our application matures received October 9th, 2023 and March 20th, 2025. Similar to the 518 Governor Nichols application, staff had an opportunity to visit the site and discuss some alternative locations for mechanical work. For this property, the Architecture Committee previously approved the installation of one wall-mounted unit in the stairwell at the first floor level. The applicant now proposes two wall-mounted units in this location. Staff has no objection to the addition of a second unit in this location. The plans show the refrigerant lines for one of these units exiting out of the carriageway and traveling up the courtyard side wall at the rear wall before entering the second floor level. Staff recommends running this line with an alternative route. At the inside corner where the service L meets the rear of the main building, two units are proposed in a stacked arrangement. Staff discussed on site that the preference for these units would be for them to be on a self-supported rack independent of the building. The lines for these units are shown running vertically on the rear wall of the main building to the third and fourth floor levels. There is an existing downspout in this location from the service L gutter, and staff questions if this is a situation where adding a second flow downspout to cover the refrigerant lines would be successful. Just like on the 518 side, two condensers are shown at the back of the courtyard to be installed on low racks independent of the wall. Staff finds these units to be approvable. Staff notes that no rooftop units are proposed on this property. Staff recommends conceptual approval of the proposal and requests commentary from the committee regarding the line sets on the rear wall of the main building.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address again for the record?
Sure. Heather Cooper, AQ Studios, 1100 Poitras.
Thank you. Do you have a presentation or response to the staff report you'd like to share?
Sure. Just quickly, like I said, we didn't end up with a rooftop unit on this side because that L roof is narrower. So that's how we ended up with the double stacked units in that corner of the corridor. I thought that was less visually intrusive since it's kind of tucked to your right and you walk into the courtyard rather than like seeing it straight ahead. And we're open to the covering the lines of the downspout and you can reroute it as necessary to this community.
Thank you. Committee, any questions for the applicant or for the staff
about
this proposal?
So we had previously discussed a faux something.
Right, not liking the faux.
Right, and so that the downspout is the solution that is being suggested.
That's what
okay.
The staff report suggested as a potential.
I just want to make sure I'm remembering.
Yeah, the covers, I think, that are kind of standard. Is it basically a half brown
right.
kind of downspout look anyway?
Sure.
So either paint it out to match the building, but kind of blends in as a downspout look.
Mm-hmm. Just wanted to make sure I was getting it wrong. Right.
Right.
No.
Is there any public comment on this proposal? I see no public comment. Would you like to say anything before we go to a motion?
Okay.
Is there a motion in the matter of 524 Governor Nichols?
In the matter of 524 Governor Nichols, we recommend conceptual approval of this proposal and agree with the staff's suggestion regarding the downspout.
Covering the refrigerant line?
We're covering the refrigerant line.
And rerouting the refrigerant line for the loading unit.
That too.
Okay, I'll second that motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thanks for coming in today.
Wonderful. Thank
you. I'm glad we could figure this out. Next item is 742 Berwick Street. We have an applicant present. Could we have the staff report, please?
Sure. 742 Barracks is a green-rated main building with a brown-rated rear shed. This is a proposal to demolish the existing garage structure and construct a new garage structure of the same footprint. The application material received January 30th and March 14th, 2025, respectively. This application was conceptually approved by the Architecture Committee at the February 25th meeting, with all details returned to the Architecture Committee. This applicant has submitted revised drawings that address some of the concerns noted in that meeting. On the Bourbon Street elevation, the only change noted by staff was the addition of an 8-inch by 16-inch metal flood vent near the bottom of the new garage door. Staff continues to request additional information on this new garage door and questions if some kind of flood venting could be incorporated into the design of the door itself, rather than as an added element. The committee had previously commented on the overall proportions of this primary elevation of the garage structure, but no changes have been made regarding this component. Staff questioned if something like a stucco band may help to break up the tall, blank wall portion of the building above the door. On the Barrett Street elevation facing the back of the main house, the proposed sliding doors have been inset into the wall a distance of about 2.5 inches, as recommended during the last meeting. Staff notes that a flood vent has also been added at this elevation in the wall section adjacent to the door. The addition of this wall vent results in the doors on this elevation no longer being centered on the wall. The side with the wall vent is now approximately 1 foot wider than the opposite side. Again, staff questions if this vent could be better incorporated into the doors themselves rather than this more significant change, or if a flood vent on this elevation is even necessary. Staff notes that the roasted elevation is still shown as exposed CMU blocks. Staff believes this elevation would be fully visible from the neighboring courtyard at 740 Barracks and recommends that it also be stuccoed. Staff recommends deferral of this phase of the application to allow the applicant time to make minor changes as noted in the report.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the property?
Catherine Harmon, L. K. Harmon, Architect, 6238 Argonne.
Mike Skinner, 742 Barracks Street, Indiana.
Great. Do you have a presentation or response to the staff report that you'd like to share with us?
Yes, a few things. About flood vents, the Flood Plain Administration Department of Safety and Permits requires two flood vents to be on two different walls, so we don't want to have them at all. We're required to have them. So you can't, the other two walls are on a common property line, so we wouldn't work on those two walls. And late breaking between when we submitted these drawings and right now, the owner and I, Michael and I were discussing, he would like to, instead of having the flood vent to the left of the folding glass and aluminum door assembly, he would like to have an actual man door there, and the glass, aluminum glass folding door assembly would become less wide, and we put a 3x8, 3x7 man door with a vent in it, in lieu of that way that's shown. He feels like it'd be functionally better.
When it's closed and I'm pulling my car in, I can actually exit the garage through that door at the back end of the property.
Without
having to slide open the whole glass wall and then, or metal wall, whatever it's going to be, and then incorporate the flood vent into that man door. As it would be for the garage door in front.
And we don't have a problem stuccoing those, the back, which no one's ever received it, no problem. We don't have a problem stuccoing there. And then lastly, this was a little bit less late breaking, but I know it's, we just did this today, put the stucco band above the door. That was an oversight on my part. We did discuss it with a 6-inch by 1-inch thick stucco, you know, faux lintel.
So the, what you sent it, just, we don't have it because it came in today.
Yeah, right.
But what she sent in was, it looked more like a lintel here, very close to the door. It seemed to me that what you guys were asking for last time was something a little higher up.
Well, we were talking about a couple different things.
Yeah.
One was, you know, the possibility of extending the roof out to protect the doors on the house side.
Yes.
Of the... I mean, I think that what you have here is a very simple box. I'm kind of talking to you, Michael, more than perhaps your architect. And you could do some small things without much additional expense to make it... maybe function a little bit better and certainly have a little bit more street appeal. The issues here, I think, are just its plainness. I mean, it just is awfully plain. And, you know, stuccoing the common wall on the, I don't know which side that is, on the rear of the garage is a nice gesture, but I think that a little bit more attention to the detailing of the stucco would really be to the advantage of the property. And I
agree.
Consider that roof extension, again, just so you get a little rain shadow over those doors. So is there a public comment on this proposal? I see no public comment. Committee, any questions for the applicant or for the staff before we go to a motion?
No.
Would you like to say anything before we...
One more thing. The garage door, y'all said to, you know, try to pick one from a manufacturer. But I was envisioning it to be custom-made. Because it's
even
a
better
size, but one is
even
like
better.
7'6", and they're all 8 feet or larger. So it's a weirdo size, and we were just going to get the metal garage door and clad it in.
So maybe we can get a drawing of whatever your intention is for that.
I was just looking for, you know, conceptual proof before I went down that road. Super detailed.
Is this something that needs to go to the commission for approval?
Yeah, I would say so, since it involves demolition and the reconstruction of the new structure.
You know, I think that it would be reasonable for us to move this forward for siding and massing approval with details to be returned to this committee. Mm-hmm. That's something that the staff agrees with. Okay, do we have a motion in this matter?
In the matter of 742 Barracks, I move that we provide conceptual approval for the massing and location of the garage structure with additional details to be provided at a future meeting.
Thank you. I'm the seconder. I second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes.
So we are coming back to the AC?
After you go to the commission.
Oh, after the
commission. Yeah, so what we're trying to do is give you the assurance that you have a building that can be demolished and constructed, and that you can have a little time to work with the staff on some details before you come back to finalize everything. Okay. We want to be able to push it forward. There's no reason not to resolve this.
Thank you.
Okay, next item is under new business, and just a second.
Oh, that's me.
It would be 827 through 29 St. Philip Street. Staff report, please.
All right. 827 through 29 St. Philip. This is a proposal to renovate both buildings and courtyard, including a millwork paver and foundation beds for application. The materials received 2/12/2025. The following work is proposed as part of an overall renovation. One foundation vent is proposed for the front elevation of the main building, with two new corresponding vents in the back. Staff finds the proposed additional vents conceptually approvable, but notes there is a conflicting hose bib in one of the rear locations. The relocation of the hose bib should be noted on the drawing. Currently, one HVAC condenser is located at the rear slope of the main building. The applicant proposes to relocate the HVAC to the courtyard, which staff finds conceptually approvable per guidelines. Staff requests confirmation that the larger unit will be the same equipment currently on the roof. Manufacturer spec sheets will be required for the smaller unit. Drawings should indicate how condensate lines will be run and platform and screening details are needed. The concrete paving that previously existed in the alley and courtyard was demolished under a previous permit. And new flagstone pavers are shown in the site plan. Staff finds the upgrade in materials conceptually approvable, but will need a section showing that the pavers are permeable. Dimensions and sections should likewise be provided for the new planters located at the property lines. Staff finds the proposed fountain in the middle of the courtyard to be conceptually approvable, but sections and an elevation must be provided. The doors and windows at the rear unrated structure will be retained, with the frames to be replaced. The applicant stated in an email that the shutters will also be retained, but the schedule of openings calls for their replacement. Staff requests clarification, as the existing shutters are highly atypical. Staff notes that inappropriate floodlights are present at the rear of the main building. Any new lighting, including planter lights, must be indicated on the plans, and spec sheets will be needed for approval prior to purchase and installation. The applicant proposes to modify the existing metal gates with expanded mesh, raising the bottom to allow for full operability. The expanded mesh is unfortunately prescribed, but staff has no issue with modifications or functionality. However, if the applicant wished to install a board and bottom gate instead, that would be more appropriate for the style and age and rating of the building. Staff finds the overall proposal to be conceptually approvable, with additional drawings and revisions to be completed as noted above and discussed with.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the property?
Robert Angelosi, 1100 Jackson Avenue. I'm the architect in the project.
Thank you. Do you have a presentation you'd like to share with us or a response to the staff report?
We're going to try to match the foundation vents the best we can. It's out for bid right now. We're waiting for the contractor to locate those. The air conditioning condensers, we have those cut sheets, we will clearly submit those for the decibels and the size and so forth like that. The said the permeability of the flagstone, I
think she's talking about the, sorry, this wasn't my project, I'm reading this for Aaron. I think that has to do, a section of it, the flagstone was removed already, right?
Flagstone's not installed. The concrete is still there. We're going to remove it.
You're going to pull that out. She wants to make sure that you're laying it on a sandbed, I guess.
Okay. Yes. Is that what you look? Because the flagstones aren't permanent.
No. Not the actual flagstone, the bed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's the setting in the bed.
In the space between them.
And I can give this to you when you walk out. Yeah.
She's modified it since she sent it to me.
Okay.
The openings on the back when they were done, were just done horribly. There's no head for them. The frames are set as if it's on a wood frame builder. The jams and sill do not meet up. And so we were going to reset them and try to reuse them.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I know they're atypical, but this is a new building back here. Mm. And this is all CMU constructed in that. And sometime this was allowed to be built like that. The fountain, we will give you details on that. There's a planner there. She was asking if we were reusing the planner. No, that was a planner, not a fountain. So we want to put a real fountain in there. We retained it because it had the circular shape. It's in a new location there. We're centering it in the yard. The hose bib, all of the plumbing and electricity, the house has been gutted. It's defunct. I'm waiting on the landscape plan to find out. There is talk of putting maybe the hose bib on the dependency, the new structure, rather than the historic structure. This house and the house next door, when first built, were built together. In 1865, they separated the two buildings, created the alley, and both end walls there are wood frame as opposed to masonry like the rest of the structures.
Okay. Interesting.
I am putting there is a door on the side, which I'm changing to match the doors on the front. And I don't know if that's really mentioned in there, but there's a drawing for that in the application. I know when they came a long time ago to look at the concrete, they photographed all that, and there's the elevations for the exterior door there to match the doors on the front.
If it's not in here, she probably didn't have a problem with it.
Okay.
So
the light fixtures, those just car lamps are garbage. They're not hooked up. We will put some new ones in there. The plan is they're too decorative to keep. They've requested outlets in the flower beds, and they want to put plug-in outlets for the most part in there, but they're still working with the landscape person on that aspect of it. We will, of course, come back when I know definitely what's going to happen there. I doubt that condenser is going to be reused. I'm sure, going to be a new one. And so I'll get you the cut sheet for both of them. There'll be a condenser in the back for the back building and a condenser for the front building there.
Okay.
Thank you.
I've covered everything, I think.
It's a lot. Committee, any questions for the applicant or for the staff about this proposal?
No, I think we went over everything.
Okay. Is there any public comment on this proposal? I see no public comment. Thank you for your thorough approach to this building. Drawings, as usual, are kind of the gold standard for what we like to look at. I don't have any objection to any of this. And I think that the staff feels comfortable handling final details.
Yes.
Okay, do we have a motion in this matter?
In the matter of 82729 St. Philip Street, I move that we provide conceptual approval with additional details to be worked out with the staff.
Thank you. I'll second that motion, and all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
He's got the next transfer.
Do you have the next one as well? Okay. 912 Royal Street.
910 through 912 Royal Street is a blue-rated main building and carriage house, and service aisle with a green-rated carriage house. This is a proposal to modify the millwork on the ground floor of the service aisle. For application, should have received March 19th, 2025. The applicant proposes changes to previously approved plans related to two ground floor openings of the blue-rated service aisle. Currently, these openings feature typical French doors under a three-light transom window. The previously approved plans include the addition of new board and batten shutters to these openings. The applicant now proposes to demolish the French doors and transom windows and adding single-leaf board and batten shutters to active doors. No other millwork would be in the opening besides the shutter doors. Previously submitted interior floor plans show that one of these openings would be used for a restroom and one would be used for an ice machine and liquor storage. Previously submitted plans also included the conversion of the existing window adjacent to these openings to a door to access a second bathroom. Staff does not find the proposed removal of millwork to be appropriate. The guidelines state that the VCC requires retaining the serviceable original wood door, transom, and side lights unless irreversibly deteriorated, and the VCC does not allow installing an inappropriate door type, i.e. a single door in a former double door location, increasing the door size, or altering the shape to allow for a larger entrance, unless it is the only alternative to meet accessibility requirements. Staff recommends denial of the current proposal.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the property, please?
Robert Cangelosi, 1100 Jackson Avenue, the architect on the project. We got approval to change the two doors to a board and batten door. The other two doors, one of them has a plywood shutter on it, And the other, and neither the millwork in there matches the millwork above. None of it's original fabric up in that. The client has changed the interior functioning of those rooms up in that, and now is requesting that all the doors on the ground floor be consistent all the way across, as if it's a batten shutter there.
Okay, I just before we get too far into this, I'm trying to orient myself. This is the service wing,
right?
And the first two, those two opening right there.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're, because we've been talking a lot about the carriage house.
This is currently a window, and that they want to make a door.
Right.
There's physical evidence that was in fact a door, and that's been approved.
Okay.
See, that was the plywood shutters there.
Robbie, I have a question. Why? There are two bathrooms in the carriage house, correct? One upstairs, one downstairs.
And wait, no.
No.
Yeah, in the carriage house, yes.
Where the restaurant is.
Down, yes.
So there's a why do we need two? I guess I'm just trying to figure out why we need something.
State Fire Marshal said we had to have two.
Okay, that was my question.
We only had one originally, and they came back and we said they had to have two, which I didn't. I cannot find that in the guidelines at all, but we were told we had to have two.
That was my question when looking at those plans.
And both accessible.
So I guess let's ask a couple questions. I mean, I think that there's quite a bit of change here, but there might be a way to mitigate it, you know, just from the way the envelope looks. Did you, or would you, could you consider the idea of paired shutters, batten shutters, that would disguise a conjoined door behind? The shutters could be held in an open position when business was open, and then the door behind would be more...
I can propose that to them. That's what I did at the Cabildo to meet the code. We had a pair of shutters and a single leaf to meet the requirements up in that. This is a request of the client.
Well, I think there's ways to approach this criteria that you've gotten from the State Fire Marshal and your client's demands and still at least keep some semblance of the rhythm of openings on this elevation.
That would only be the one, because one of them has a plywood shutter already and the other one's a window.
The window's been approved to be changed to a door.
But I think
the other door on the end's been approved to be changed.
Okay,
so we want that door, the one in the middle and the one to the right, to match the other two that's been approved already.
Right. Well, this is what I'm going to say, is you're kind of messing with design here, so we're going to mess with the design as well. And so something that was approved in one context may not carry through to this one. So I would think that somehow making these openings at least have some resemblance to a historic condition might be a good move for the design of the building. And if you can arrange to meet your other requirements behind those shutters somehow, I think that would be best for the preservation of the building.
Can you go back to the plan, please?
What's behind that plywood shutter?
That shutter there?
Yeah.
That's going to be a bathroom.
No, what is it now?
Is it just open behind that?
Or they started a frame for the bathroom up in there.
So there's not a French door in there?
No.
Okay.
It is just that plywood shutter up in there. And the transom bar is a 2x4 up in there.
What did you want,
see, the
Robbie?
Plan, you see, there is no way on a handicapped bathroom to screen those in to be able to meet the handicap requirement. So if I've got the shutter swinging out, I'd also have to detail the single leaf door to swing out too. So I'm going to have some extra rabbets in that frame there so that it can accommodate the knuckle for both to swing outward. Traditionally, doors goes in, the shutters go out.
Yeah, I'm just going to say here that this is a partitioned space, and you have some latitude with how you actually arrange these openings for handicapped accessibility that I think need to address the preservation requirements as well. And so since those are new partitions, I would reconsider the size and shape of the bathrooms to maybe have an in-swinging door. I mean, I just think that there's ways to do this because you are in a disturbed area of the building, which is kind of why we're considering
and
this.
And the eye station, the equipment that they're getting is much bigger, so it protrudes into the door there, so it can't swing in. That's why they want to have them all swing out as a single-leaf door.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we're not really going to get into the design of your you know, restaurant function, but we are really interested in the preservation of this blue-rated building. So I think that...
I'll work on a proposal to have them...
See if you can figure out something, just so that when we have a condition of this building, it has some resemblance to its historic condition. Is it staff aligned with that recommendation? Committee, any other questions for the applicant?
There was also a request to redo the roof on the carriage house. Is that
That's staff.
Sorry, the what?
Staff approval.
Oh, staff approval. I'm sorry. Okay,
thanks. Do we have any public comment on this proposal? Okay. Committee, any other questions for the applicant or for the staff?
I do. And again, this is just me thinking about the previous applications. There was a discussion about raising the level of the courtyard, which looks like you've done in these drawings.
That was in a previous application.
Right, and that was approved.
Yes.
Okay. I just couldn't remember where we left that off.
The accessibility for the carriage house and the dependency is all addressed.
Right. Just.
And the reconfiguration of the planners, all that was done.
Right. Okay. Just wanted to, I couldn't remember where we left that.
Yeah.
And so, would you like to say anything before we go to a motion? Okay, I think a deferral is appropriate here.
Okay. In the matter of 912 Royal Street, I move that we defer for additional design work to occur prior to approval.
That would be aligned with the staff report and our discussion.
Yes.
I would second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion.
Thank you.
We'll see you next month or next week, whatever. 1002 St. Peter Street. Do you have an applicant present? We do. We have a staff report, please.
Sure. Sorry, I don't get that.
No problem.
All right. 637 through 41 Burgundy, 1002 St. Peter is a green-rated main building with a brown-rated rear addition. Is it proposed to replace uncommitted keypad gate hardware with new electronic hardware? Fabrication materials received February 18th, 2025. The gate is located on the St. Peter side of the property to access the courtyard space. The proposed new hardware features a sliding cover that hides the keypad numbers when not in use. Staff finds this style greatly preferred over the existing hardware with visible keypad. Staff notes that the cover will need to remain intact and should be closed when not in use. Staff recommends approval of the proposal. Any final details will be worked out at the staff level.
Great, thank you. Would you like to state your name and address and relationship to the property?
Eric Sharp. I live at 1019 St. Anne. My husband owns the property.
Great. Do you have a presentation or a response to the staff report?
No, I don't. This was done without my approval when I was out of the country and didn't have access. The key had broke, and I have tenants on that property. One of them, along with a friend of mine who does handyman work, replaced it. I didn't get it approved after the fact, which I should have done. I really didn't think anything of it until when I was replacing the roof with a slate tile roof, the old asbestos roof. I replaced it with a slate tile roof. And around that time, I got a notification about the lock. I did not keep up with it. So I was wondering, I'm trying to get this approved so that I can hopefully get my $2,800 fine waived to move forward, because I'm trying to apply with the Healthy Homes Initiative because I'm a landlord-tenant situation. They told me I had to do this first.
Right. Well, thanks for taking such good care of the house. It looks really wonderful.
Also, yeah. This is my favorite color.
Yeah, it's green. No, there you go. Pretty color.
And
y'all approved that probably about 2008 or 2009 when we built that gate.
Nice.
Are you able to comply with the staff recommendation that the cover be kept in place? The cover on the keypad?
To provide them with what?
To be able to keep the keypad cover in place.
Yeah, so the keypad cover is going to slide up and down.
Yeah.
And I'll let the tenants know to keep it down.
And that's the only stipulation you had in your
No, the old situation, the numbers are all visible.
Mm-hmm.
On this one, it'll slide up and down and you don't see them.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what we'd like. Any other questions for the applicant?
No.
Is there any public comment in this over this proposal? I don't see any public comment. Is there any discussion before we go to a motion?
Nope.
Anything you'd like to say before we go to a motion?
No, if any of the wood's exposed, we'll repaint it back with that new green color.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
Is there a process after I get it approved to show you all that it's been done and try and get...
Just email.
That'd be something that you can work with the staff on. Is there a motion in the matter of 1002 St. Peter Street?
In the matter of 1002 St. Peter Street, I move that we approve the proposal. Any additional details to be worked out with the staff.
Thank you. I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thanks so much for coming
in. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And we appreciate you too. So the next one is 1025 St. Louis Street. Do we have an applicant present? You do. Good staff report.
All right. 1025 St. Louis is a blue rated main building.
I'm not used to
it. Does it propose to construct new in-ground swimming pool in the side yard? Application materials received March 1st, 2025. The applicant proposes to construct a new 10-foot wide by 20-foot long swimming pool in the existing side yard. The closest edge of the pool to the property line is shown at 3 feet. The pool would be located approximately 52 feet back from the street and located behind an existing planting bed. Staff noticed that for many years prior to circa 1990, the side yard was filled with an inappropriate circa 1925 garage. Regarding new swimming pools, the guidelines state that water features often represent a significant alteration to a courtyard or yard and must be carefully designed to be sensitive to the historic character of the space. The VCC requires a pool or hot tub to be an in-ground installation with the curb flush with the adjacent ground level and a simple geometric form for the pool or hot tub, such as a rectangle or oval. The proposed pool is shown as a simple rectangle with depths varying from 3.5 to 4.5 feet. The submittal notes that the coping would be a double course of brick. At the end of the pool closest to the property line, an 18-inch tall wall is proposed to be made of brick and topped with granite slabs. The submittal notes that the use of LED colored pool light. Typically, the VCC has required all pool or spotlights to only feature solid white lighting. The equipment for the pool would be located behind an existing wall that surrounds this portion of the courtyard. A wood property line fence is set behind this masonry wall, forming an equipment alley. Provided that the equipment is in this location would have adequate clearances to meet code, staff finds this location for equipment consistent with guidelines and approvable. A new gas line will be run from the street to the equipment, and the applicant has provided a sketch indicating that the line will be run underground. In summary, staff finds the proposed pool and equipment consistent with the guidelines in terms of size, shape, location, detailing, and impact on historic building fabric. Staff requests some additional details, including a section drawing of the pool, but recommends conceptual approval with the application to be forwarded to the commission for final approval.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship with the property?
Nick Stanton, 172 Dunning Lane. Always Buildings Office.
Do you have a presentation or response to the staff report you'd like to share with us? Sure. Are you prepared to provide actual drawings?
If you need them, yeah.
Oh, we definitely need them.
Yeah. We do need them.
I mean, this is not really...
Drawings are like the 3D renderings or...
No, what you're going to build. I mean...
Construction drawings.
Construction drawings. I mean, there's nothing here that I can actually identify as a drawing. It's a sketch, yes. I'm surprised, Nick, that you're able to get as much information out of these as you did.
It took a little deciphering, but, yeah.
Can I ask, when were these photos taken? Are these current? Photos? Yeah.
About 2 months ago, maybe less.
Wow. That used to be pristine.
Huh.
How long has the owner had this property?
I believe it's a new one. Do you know?
He just recently purchased it.
I believe it's a new one.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I have a question. Pool equipment. Gas line, are you putting heater in? Okay, we're going to need spec sheets on that. Also, I assume the heater is going back here?
Yes.
Okay, do you know on this wall here?
It's going to be to the left, because it's not cleared out in that picture, but all of that will be cleared out in the pool equipment.
So back here?
Yes.
Okay. I'm checking for code requirements for making sure you're far enough away from any openings.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a generator. The pool heaters have to be.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
No, I'm just wondering if we can. You're with Oasis, not with the owner, but I'm wondering if we can get a staff member over there to just look at the spaces and get a better understanding of how this is going to lay out. In its current condition.
It's a huge space, too.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that. Love that side gallery.
Is there any public comment on this? I see no public comment, and I keep hunting here. Do you have any questions, committee?
No.
So staff, I'm trying to figure out what your recommendation is.
It was a conceptual approval before to the commission.
And there's enough information in the sketches provided to base that conceptual approval on?
For as far as
location,
the size, a pool in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's square.
And I think we listed the materials as well. They're redoing the old table.
I'm just not seeing that. I mean,
I have it. Well, actually, if you go. So that picture, go back. One more. If you look at those little text boxes, it's really small, but it tells you exactly what we're going to do. It's just, it's the scan. It doesn't look the best. We're basically going to rip up all the existing sandstone they have and replace it with Pennsylvania blue. And then around the actual pool deck, we rip up the sandstone and replace it with old St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Way better drawings.
Yeah,
we are. I agree.
I have three drawings right here.
We don't have them though. That's the problem.
That's not a drawing. That's a render.
Drawing.
Okay.
So we can forward it for location and
general.
Yeah.
Is that
with all details to either come back to you or we can do it at staff, whatever you're.
Because there's other landscape elements involved here,
yes.
And now we're talking about removing historic paving.
I mean, there's a lot going
on. Well, what's the pleasure of the committee? Do you have a motion?
I mean, it feels like a deferral to me. I think we should do the conceptual approval for this space.
Well, so
it worries me that the conceptual approval will just turn into a pool.
Right. Staff, are you comfortable forwarding this to the commission with our recommendation based on
the commission's not going to be interested in the drawings. I think that this is, I think it's something we need to be able to review, the architect committee may want to review, but the details of this comply with the guidelines, I think, is here.
Okay, good.
Okay.
And I don't want to hold them up another.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, I understand that. So, is there anything you'd like to add before we go to a motion?
This is the first time I'm doing this, so is this as far as approval?
So the idea here is, what you provided might be good in the context of a contract, but doesn't really describe many of the things that this committee or the commission are interested in terms of the way the space is going to be arranged and how the pool will fit into it. And so I think our motion is going to reflect conceptual approval of the location of the pool, the idea of the pool, but you're going to have to come back here with actual drawings, landscape drawings, that show not only the pool, but how it's sitting in the landscape.
So
this is moving forward.
Yeah. We're not stipulating that they be landscape architect plans. That's not required, but they have to be at a level where we understand exactly what's happening.
Right.
And then the staff can help you with this. Oftentimes that means what's there now, what's being removed, how the pool is going to be arranged, and details of how it's going to be constructed.
It seems like you're doing a lot more than a pool. So,
yeah,
I
that's
think
what
we
I'm saying.
Need, all of that in context.
Yeah. Okay, is there a motion in the matter of 1025 St. Louis Street?
So in the matter of 1025 St. Louis Street, I move that we conceptually approve location and size of the proposed pool with additional details to be worked out with the staff and anything requiring additional review to be brought back to the review committee.
Let's work it this way. Let's recommend conceptual approval of siting and location of the pool with drawings to be returned to this committee for review.
And maybe an inspection of the current conditions just so we can someone on the staff can walk the site.
Okay. Well, if that's the motion, I'll second it.
Okay.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. You're one step closer to your pool.
But more work required.
Yeah. Next item on the agenda under appeals and violations is 1016 St. Louis Street, right across the street. Do we have a staff report, please?
Sure. 1016 St. Louis is a blue-rated building. Does a proposal to renovate the property and correct violations for application materials received March 11, 2025? Proposed renovations of this property date back to 2015, 2017, when a similar proposal came before the Architecture Committee and Commission at several meetings. A permit for renovation work was ultimately issued in 2019, and work began on the buildings. The work unfortunately stalled prior to completion, and given the amount of time that has elapsed since the work was approved by the committee, the application requires Architecture Committee review. The proposed plans are very similar to the ones approved in 2019, with some elements such as the roof that has been installed removed for clarity. Staff notes that previous references to a sprinkler system, mechanical equipment, and exterior lighting have all been removed from the scope of work. As staff does not believe any of this work has been completed, these elements would need to return to the Architecture Committee if they are proposed in the future. From previous reports, staff notes that the majority of this work will be to repair replaced materials to match existing. No use is currently proposed for the property. There are a few minor items that require additional review and approval. The proposal for the main building includes repairing, replacing, returning louvered shutters to every window of this building. All other work for the main building is repairing replacement to match existing and approvable, such as repair and paint to existing shutters, cornice, guardrail, balcony, decking, etc. Staff notes that unfortunately in the time since these plans were first developed and approved, the large entablature above the primary entrance door has gone missing. If this element is not in the possession of the owner, additional detailed drawings of this element would be needed in order to properly replicate the previously existing element. Between the main building and the service wing, there's a small frame connecting element. A small new staircase is proposed to be constructed at the second floor to accommodate the change in floor heights between the main building and the service wing. At the St. Louis side of the service wing, adjacent to these new stairs, an existing opening is proposed to be infilled with masonry to match the adjacent walls. As this opening is very likely a later modification, the Architecture Committee found the infilling of this opening approvable. The proposed work for the service wing is again primarily repair replacement work to match existing. Board and batten shutters are proposed for all window and door openings, except for the two doors of the former privy, where louver over panel shutters are proposed. New stairs are proposed to serve the second floor balcony. The proposed new stairs for the balcony of the service wing are located at the Conti end of the service wing on the switchback. Staff notes that the 1896 Sanborn map appears to show a staircase in a very similar location and arrangement to what is being proposed. The most significant changes are proposed for the blue-rated carriage building. The two archways on the St. Louis elevation are proposed to be enclosed to create a new interior space. The staircase in this area demolished, and a new staircase constructed against the rampart side property wall. This proposed new stair is a single run located against the rampart side property wall. Staff notes previously the stairs for this building have been located on the interior of the building, although still open to weather, and there's no evidence that an exterior stair ever existed in this building. The proposal to add an exterior stair is in conjunction with the proposal to demolish the existing stair and enclose the carriage space, converting it to interior occupiable space. In regards to infilling the archways, the guidelines state that VCC recommends adapting functionally obsolete buildings for new use, such as converting a service building into additional living space or a shed into a laundry facility. The VCC has previously approved enclosing of loaded archways with various treatments to create additional interior space from areas open to outside air. As this former carriage building meets these requirements, the enclosure of the archways to create additional interior space may be found approvable. During previous reviews, the Architecture Committee ultimately approved infilling the archways with a series of three French doors under a transom bar. Staff still finds this treatment to be successful compared to alternatives such as a very modern approach. On sheets A104 and A105, which show the surface of the building, there are notes for one opening on each floor to receive shutters, but no other millwork. However, in elevation on sheet A301, these openings appear to have typical French doors. Staff had previously made a note in the 2019 approved plans about needing to review these openings separately. Similarly, on sheets A106 and A107, which show the first and second floor of the rearmost building, there are also notes for one opening on each floor to receive shutters, but no doors. Staff questions the proposal to not include typical millwork in these openings. Staff is encouraged by this renewed push to fully weatherproof and secure the buildings of this important property, and hopes that this work will bring the property one step closer to being occupied again. Although some additional details or clarifications may be needed, staff recommends conceptual approval of the proposal with any final details to be worked out at the staff level.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the property?
Adam Worling, Mercier Realty, PO Box 56209.
70156. And I'm Alex Winnebert. I'm the attorney for Mercy 631 St. Charles
Avenue. Great. Do you have a presentation or a response to the staff report you'd like to share with us?
No, I mean, look, we know we've been here, we've done this before. We're just trying to get things back up and running again, post-COVID, post-insurance. Those were the two things.
And we appreciate that.
That derailed us, and then some just internal generational changes within the corporation. Trying to reset some ongoing issues, and this is the first one up. So
are you prepared to provide some, or do you have the entablature for the front door in your possession?
The entablature for the front door had been separating, so we took it down, and it was in the building. I won't say that I absolutely have it. I'd have to go back and check with the contractor, because my brother took it down.
I think it would
but
be.
We typically
I think we
hold on to things
for
like
inspection
that.
Again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you be open to a view for a commission inspector coming by and taking a look at the building and its
I don't see
just to ascertain any changes from the previous approval?
Yeah, no, I don't see any objections.
Okay.
Is there any public comment on this proposal? One last person, no public comment. We have a staff recommendation for approval.
Yeah.
Staff, yeah. I'm going to show my age on this committee because we talked a lot about those carriage house openings 10 years ago. And I'm happy with where we landed. So any other questions for the applicant or the staff?
Nope. Delighted to see this moving forward.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a motion in the matter of 1016 St. Louis Street?
In the matter of 1016 St. Louis Street, I move that we give conceptual approval for what has been presented with any additional details to be worked out with the staff, and additionally that the staff be allowed to access the building to compile any differences between previous drawing.
And the condition of the
And the condition of the existing building, yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, the motion passes. We understand from the staff that the matter of... Thank you for coming in today. Look forward to seeing a building come back into service.
Yes.
The staff has requested deferral of 522
yes,
Bourbon
sir.
Street. Can we have a motion for deferral, please?
In the matter of 522 Bourbon Street, I move for deferral to the next meeting or to whenever the applicant is ready.
I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The motion passes. That brings us to the end of the regular agenda for the Architecture Committee. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
I second the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.